Ohne Antenne kein Empfang. Damit fängt es an. In jeder Gruppe passiert das. Überall der Schmutz und alles so dieses tägliche Leben, das schiebt man am liebsten auf den anderen. Und das bringt so viel Diskussionen oft rein in das Studio, dass darüber oft die Musik vergessen wird. Wenn du aber mit dem Radio zusammen bist, gibt es diese Diskussion nie und du hast dich völlig auf die Musik zu konzentrieren. Und die Satelliten, die rauschen ja auch. Es ist toll, diese Spannung irgendwie zu erleben, diese Stille, die eine Spannung hat. Die ist nicht einfach nur Rauschen. Da spürst du, dass die Leute ja den Atem anhalten. Und das überträgt sich, selbst über das schlechteste Tonsystem, was man sich denken kann, selbst über Telefon. Verliebte Leute, die nichts miteinander reden und die hören nur den anderen auf der anderen Seite, wo nichts ist. Das ist eine spannende Stille. Und für sowas habe ich was übrig.
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2025 from a mobile studio.
Ja, wir haben eine ganz freshe Gruppe von Newcomern hier von Wavy Instruments. Die haben ein total smartes MIDI, einen smarten MIDI-Controller auf den Markt gebracht. Hello, heard you had a pretty hard landing from yesterday off today. You had to sleep on concrete?
Yeah, not ideal start. We completely forgot our time, and when we tried to check into the hostel, it was closed. So we found the kitchen.
We came 10 minutes too late. And the people at the hostel.
This is Germany. Yeah. 10 minutes closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we made it. So we found the kitchen and we just made our mattress out of our clothes. And
yes.
Managed to sleep.
I mean, I slept like a baby.
I think if you're tired, it's working. Yeah? Yeah. If you're on a fair, it's a special situation. Then you feel comfortable with special possibilities.
A year ago, we hitchhiked through Germany.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
cool.
In November, it was so cold and we slept in a tent in the forest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then 1 month later, we made this product.
Oh, super, Herman.
Yeah.
And right in front of me, there's Rain sitting. You're the engineer of the tool. Come on, describe it a little bit to us. Or maybe you want to show it, how it's working.
Sure. Yeah.
It's so smart. Actually, I thought it was your card.
Yeah, so it originated from when we hitchhiked and traveled around. We wanted we found it so fun to just make music on the go.
Yeah.
And
also
just the casual part of making music. You can sit in the sofa and just enjoy the moment of making music. That was a big inspiration. And also my background in semiconductors, working at Nordic Semiconductor and discovering the possibilities of making something with Bluetooth.
Yeah, and it's really so tiny, you can take it everywhere, in every situation. Give me something on my ears.
Let's see if it's...
Is it making any sound? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah.
Are there, we already hear one of the arpeggios?
Yes, so also I can select the arpeggiator effect and then I can like.
Gene, du musst jetzt mal beschreiben, was für ein winziges Teil das da ist.
Genau, also es ist wirklich minimalst, ja. Also wie gesagt, ich dachte am Anfang, als ich das erste Mal gesehen habe, das wäre die Visitenkarte von den Jungs, ja. Also wirklich flach wie eine Briefmarke und wirklich nur die Plantine. And the funny thing is, on the backside of the instrument, beautiful instruction for the MIDI keyboard.
Yeah, so like you said, that's the whole idea. We thought, okay, let's make like a business card or a credit card size keyboard that you can have in your pocket. And it's a little bit bigger than that. But I remember Rein, he came to my apartment and we were like, okay, let's just build an instrument in one day. And the drawings we made that night is exactly the same as the product is now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So the thing is, you can just take it in your pocket or like your backpack, and the battery life is like 6 months. So
6 months, that's amazing. Half a year.
Yeah. So you can just have it and it weighs nothing. It takes no space.
Yeah.
And when you're on like a hike or on the bus or anything and you feel inspired, you can just take it out and do some things.
And you connect it with your iPhone via Bluetooth.
Yeah, anything. It connects to like phones, laptops, even like OP1.
Yeah.
Yeah, and other instruments. As long as it has Bluetooth, it usually works.
Also die Batterie hält ein halbes Jahr.
Die hält ein halbes Jahr.
And if you want to play 1 year, you have to buy two.
Now you can switch the battery. It's like a watch battery. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's very smart. That's why it stays flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also another good idea, Ollie is laughing at me, you can, it's so small, you can also attach it to your guitar.
Yeah.
So you have a nice mixture of guitar and keyboard in the same time.
Yeah, I really wish we had like a camera, so you could see it.
Yeah, so we made like we call it the Monkitar.
Yeah.
Because the product is Monkey.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mention. Thanks for mentioning it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's just because I'm a guitarist and I do a lot of just jamming for myself and just to be able to just put on a loop, you know, put on a bass line, and then I can just jam out if I want to change the BPM.
Yeah.
It's all MIDI, you know, so if I change it from 120 to 70 BPM, I get the exact same song, just slowed down. So it's pretty limitless, like.
Yeah.
And so we can hear some?
We're struggling to get it connected. I mean,
okay.
We forgot the jack for the guitar.
Yeah, but like the intention.
The
is
normally
like,
jack.
Yeah.
Jero, hast du einen?
Yeah, we've find one.
Oh, we have a jack.
Yeah.
Connect perfect.
What the master of disaster is looking for.
And there is still some place to improve the programming, to improve the firmware.
Yeah. So I think our plan forward now is to implement a master sync.
The jack is coming on.
Yeah, this was the Guitar Pure. Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it will impact the battery life, but it's more usable for the DAW.
Sure, for the DAW it's pretty necessary.
Yeah.
Because right now it's a nice gadget, but then you really can integrate it in every setup.
Yeah, it has. You can connect it up to 10 different MIDI tracks, and you can switch the track on the spot on the product.
Yeah.
So it's great for like live performance and
absolutely
and anything.
Super.
You know, drum sequences, and you can really, you know, be creative with it.
Yeah, you just need a Bluetooth adapter and then you can play your whole setup.
Yeah.
And the big inspiration for us is to also try and make music production more accessible to more people.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big inspiration for us and for future products, trying to just give the joy of music creation to more people.
Yeah, it's so handy and I think it's also good for newcomers, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, okay, I don't want to spend thousands of euros in the beginning and the incredible price is about 60 bucks?
59 euros. Last year we won the most bang for buck prize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we want to keep
it. How much it was?
60 bucks, 59. Yeah. Und ja, und es sieht stylisch aus. Wie gesagt, es passt in jede Brieftasche. Und
sieht eigentlich aus wie so ein Ding, was man vorne so an die Front ranschraubt. So, das ist so ein, wie heißen diese Dinger, diese Platinen?
Ja, es gibt ja diese Einsteckplatinen für Buchler, ne? Ja. daran erinnert so ein bisschen oder halt, wie gesagt, fast wie eine Visitenkarte. Am Anfang
kommt hier eventuell noch eine zweite Live-Vorführung und zwar die Gitarre mit der aufgesetzten. Ja.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll try to use the guitar then.
Yeah. Also, it has a looper built in, so you can
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And so now always has a loop built in, and now. Guitar has ever been used.
I recorded it.
Much more than just a backup band.
Yeah.
And how many? Yay! Woo!
Woo! Yeah. I don't know. Possibilities are endless, you know, when it's wireless you can do whatever you want, sit in the other side of the room and I'll have this going. And
yeah. And how many arpeggios do you have?
So we have 10 tracks.
Yeah.
And you can have like, you can record a sequence on all the tracks and you can also like...
What's the length of the loops?
16 bars, yeah.
16 bars.
Steps. Steps. Okay. And like for the arpeggio and all the effects in like the MIDI effect that this does to the MIDI you input it.
Yeah.
It all has 10 presets because you go shift and all of the black buttons become a different presets for that specific effect. You know, so stereo effect, arpeggio, they all have like different crazy.
Terrific.
Yeah, and you can mute and unmute. If you do like a live performance, so you can do some arrangement, but it's same time a bit limited.
Wow, yeah, but not much.
No,
I'm wishing best for you and that you have the possibility to sleep in your bed tonight.
Yeah, maybe? Yeah, we got a room now.
That's better than concrete.
Yeah,
yeah, and you've been rocking around the fair. Did you see something that kicked you especially?
Yeah, I mean, I'm stoked to check out the Korg thing inside. I'm a big like synth dude, like nerd.
And have you been to Korg Berlin?
No.
They have a wonderful electroacoustic synth.
Oh,
as well.
The trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
The old wooden trailer, yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're all waiting for the instrument to be finished someday.
Yeah. I love that they do like, it's not only electronics anymore.
Yeah.
They do some acoustic stuff. Yeah. And, like take inspirations from the roads and yeah, it's cool to see new tech.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You any faves, Rain? Do you have any faves?
I do think it's really interesting with, there's a sound workshop. It's a company from making the Wiggler, which I think is very cool, an expressive synthesizer.
Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
And Ollie, do you have any faves?
Do you have any favorite?
Yeah, I'm just sitting around hearing it. So what's the question? Any favorite what?
Do you have any favorite like products here? or things to check out?
Yeah, I mean, I just hope I get the time to check out as much as possible, to be honest, because, you know, you're on the stand and you want to get time to check out all the other ones.
Yeah.
Teenage engineering has always been something I loved bringing with me everywhere. So they had a pretty cool stand. The Coke stuff was pretty awesome.
And also the museum. With all the old synths.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. Is Moog here this year as well?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm not quite sure. Actually, Gero is the Fachmann for it. But if you are into
you
museums...
You mean the moving ball?
Moog.
Moog. Ah, Moog.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you definitely got to see the Synth Museum.
Yeah.
At Cottbusser-Tor.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous place where you also can play the instruments, and it's amazing. They have amazing synths there. Thank you for having you here at Super Radio, and I hope you're still having a good time.
Yeah,
thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. And for you guys listening, come check out our booth. It's by the Korg thingy. And it's called Wavy Industries.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao.